a blockbuster trade ruling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The U.S. has defeated China in a major ruling from the World Trade Organization. The dispute was about recorded media from DVDs to music downloads and books. Joining us live is a former U.S. trade representative for China, Charles Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you briefly summarize the ruling for us?
Well, briefly, when China joined the WTO, it agreed that it would allow all products to be imported at will by anybody who wanted to import them into China, and they've made an exception over the years for these kinds of recorded media, and the WTO effectively reversed that exception, making these effectively normal products that anybody can bring into China.
And what does that mean? How big a deal is this for U.S. media producers?
It could be quite significant. One of the big complaints that media producers have made is given the huge number of pirated copies of films and DVDs and recorded media that exist already, that it's difficult to get real product in there, and this gives them a fighting chance.
And in just a few seconds, Charles, is this just about media, or is there also a wider precedent here?
Well, it's mostly about media, but it also sets a precedent that the cultural gurus in China don't have full sway over censorship and the rest of things.
Charles Freeman, former U.S. Trade Representative for China, now the Chair for China Studies at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks for making the time.
No worries.
In other news, Swiss bank UBS has agreed to settle a dispute over revealing the names of American clients. These American account holders are suspected of using secret Swiss accounts to evade U.S. taxes. Tamara Keith is following the developments from our Washington Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we know so far about the settlement?
We don't know a lot. The deal was announced in this very short phone call this morning with the judge overseeing the case. They didn't share any details at all. But an attorney for the Justice Department did tell the judge that once the final documents are signed, at this point they only have initialed agreements, once they're signed, all the charges against UBS will be dropped. The U.S. government wants the names of about 52,000 Americans that are believed to be hiding money in secret accounts at UBS. And of course, it's probably not going to be as simple as just handing over a list because of Switzerland's bank secrecy laws.
Right. So assuming the U.S. government gets its hands on this list, what'll they do with it?
Well, the IRS seems very interested in going after tax evaders. In February, UBS settled a similar but smaller dispute with the government, and they got data on 250 people with offshore accounts, and so far, three of those people have pleaded guilty to tax charges. And we can expect more of the same, presumably.
Marketplace's Tamara Keith, thank you.
Thank you.
Now let's do the numbers. On the way up on Wall Street, S&P 500 is up 1.3%, and the NASDAQ even more, 1.6%. The Dow is 130 points on the plus side, and it now stands at 9,371. Major European markets also up 1% or more. Asian stocks tanked earlier in the day. The government reported this morning the U.S. trade deficit widened in June, up 4% to $27 billion. That reverses a trend. The trade deficit had been shrinking for years. Import costs rose for the first time in almost a year, thanks in part to the rising price of oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
About 1 in 10 Americans took a second job last year, and this year that number is expected to double. From Los Angeles, Lenora Chu reports that in this economy, moonlighting is becoming a way of life.
Victoria Coulter has a two-decade career as a graphic designer. But when the downturn hit, her corporate clients started scaling back, and so did her lifestyle.
What I was taking as a draw from my design business was not really paying down the bills quickly enough.
So she picked up a second job.
Do you want a large chicken or a small one?
A small one.
Okay.
Every weekend morning, she heads over to a farmer's market in West L.A. Dressed in a T-shirt and shorts, she hawks organic, free-range chickens from the back of a white Dodge Ram. She has shopped at the Healthy Family Farms booth for years. One day, she found out they were hiring.
And it didn't even go into my brain. It just came from my heart out through my lips. And I said, oh, I'll do it.
Coulter gets $15 an hour to work the booth. That's a fraction of the $125 an hour she charged to design a corporate annual report. Lucky for her, she says, working the farmer's market is a blast.
So it actually feels really abundant. I feel like I'm making a fortune here.
A recent Career Builder survey found that 1 in 5 Americans is looking for a second job this year. That's twice as many as last year. Career Builder COO Brent Rasmussen.
We're seeing this trend in moonlighting because companies are laying people off, or the potential for the layoff is there. People can understand that.
Career Builder survey also found that 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
That is why people are looking for second jobs, to maintain their current lifestyle and to make sure that they have enough money to pay their bills.
But Coulter cleared one important hurdle. She works for herself. If you're considering a second job, you should first make sure your primary employer does not outlaw moonlighting.
And there you go. Enjoy. Thanks.
Back at the farmer's market, Coulter is bagging a sale. Her repeat customers have become friends, so she looks forward to working on weekends. Another perk of the job, after the shoppers clear out, the vendors barter for goods.
No, I'm not getting health insurance, but I'm getting some really sweet deals on summer vegetables and beautiful peaches and all of that.
So her food budget's gone down by half, which means she has more money to save. In Los Angeles, I'm Lenora Chu for Marketplace.
And finally, when is gaming gambling? Some local NBC affiliates are refusing to run a network show called Face the Ace, in which contestants play poker against professionals. Stations in Houston, Milwaukee, Salt Lake City are saying, no, we don't televise gambling. NBC says it's not gambling. The players aren't risking any money. They're just trying to win somebody else's money. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Stocks are on the way up on Wall Street, with the Dow ahead 123 points. At 9,364. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.